Welcome to Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs, the podcast for busy and high-performing entrepreneurs and leaders who are looking to create more energy and optimize their health while upgrading their brain and personal performance with precision. I am your host, Julian Hayes II. I've been involved with health and performance for over a decade. This podcast was created for the high performer who is unapologetically ambitious, the one who moves at a fast pace and operates with an edge, the one who wants to become superhuman. Nothing here is fluff, gimmicky, or feel good. I have little to no interest in simply helping you improve your life. I want to help transform it. By listening to this podcast, expect to have a body that feels just as good as it looks. Expect to possess a swagger and style that gives off an infectious vibe. Expect to command the stage or any boardroom you walk into with your executive presence. And lastly, expect to become your most enhanced self so you can live a limitless life. Now, let's get to the show. Welcome to another episode of Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Julian Hayes II. And in today's episode, I'm going to be discussing genetic tests and why all DNA tests on the market aren't the same. Now, this is a common question that I get, and it's sometimes from podcast interviews I do, or it's just from simple inquiries that I get from men and women who want to work with me and get their genetics ran. So I thought this would be good to make an episode around this and just to clear that up, and maybe it will be of use to you as well. So besides that, I'm also going to share a big reason why I'm not a fan of direct-to-consumer genetic testing and just essentially being handed reports. And we'll go into a few of the more popular genes just to give an example of why I'm not a fan of these. So with that said, let's dive into what a typical DNA consumer test is like. And what are some of the drawbacks, and also why the tests aren't as equal as they may seem to be. A typical test from a company like 23andMe or Ancestry.com and similar ones, they will run a report for you for a relatively low to modest fee, and anyone can purchase a kit. You'll spit into a tube, or you'll swab the inside of your mouth to obtain your DNA, and then you'll mail that back off to the company. And then you'll receive an analysis a few weeks later. That's pretty standard, and this is similar to what I typically do. But this is where some of the differentiation starts to show up. Most companies focus their genetic testing on ancestry data and just entertainment, quite honestly. And this is fun. It's good talks to have with friends. But it provides little to nothing concerning optimizing your health and your performance. See, I'm only concerned with the gene SNPs that are of high impact and that have some relevance to your life. I don't care about your ice cream preferences or ancestral data because there isn't any clinical relevance to that, or very little, I should say, on the ancestral data part. The ice cream preferences, that's a waste of time, in my opinion. One thing you'll also notice is that these kits are priced low. And that's because they're priced low in order to accumulate data. You see, data is valuable to these companies because it allows them to mine this data, then share the data, and ultimately sell the data to various companies, more specifically Big Pharma and the government. And so privacy is a big concern here as they keep you on their database. So there's always going to be a footprint. So with that said, though, when you're looking into getting a genetic test, because they're only going to get more popular as the years go by, check on factors such as to see who owns your data and to see what's being done about it and being done with it. What are they doing with it? And so this is one big reason why I made sure to use a company in a lab where this wasn't going to be a concern. You know, 90 days after the tests are open to look at, and it's only kept that long in case the data needs to be rerun for whatever reason. After that period, your genetic data is destroyed. It's not sold. And even better, that genetic data is only connected by way of a barcode, nothing else. You see, the data and the identification, they're kept on independent servers, completely independent servers. And so another big thing to keep in mind with your genetic tests is what's actually being tested. And I alluded to this earlier, knowing your ancestry, knowing your ice cream flavor preferences, isn't really going to do much with optimizing your human system and your longevity. You should be concerned and paying attention to what gene SNPs are being provided, how many of those SNPs are being provided. Because those gene SNPs, you want relevant ones. And so this leads to the biggest issue when it comes to consumer-based DNA tests. And that's that data alone is limiting, and it tells the incomplete picture. So I want to dive into more on this. With over 750 SNPs, and SNPs, in case you don't know, stands for single nucleotide polymorphism. When I'm looking at a test, I'm focusing on and selecting the high impact variants that are of relevance to your goals, which is lifestyle guidance, as opposed to simply something as simple, I should say, as ancestry. I personally don't believe in just handing out something like this, because these tests are so vast. If you get an actual test done and it has a lot of meat in it, because a lot of these tests give you maybe like a handful of SNPs, but a legit DNA test, getting your SNPs read, these tests are vast. It's a lot of information. It's like drinking from a water hose. And I don't like just handing these out, because the human system is highly complex. Your unique genetic code simply serves as a blueprint to unlocking your human potential. And a key distinction needs to be made here. It needs to be understood. Your unique genetic code simply informs you of what is possible, not what is absolute. So when you get a genetic report that is direct to consumer, you'll be tempted to take everything at face value. What's on the report is your destiny, and that's your outcome. There's no way around this. But as you know with epigenetics, you have the power to instruct how your DNA will express itself. If you want a simple and quick explanation of epigenetics in less than 5 minutes as a refresher, or to even understand more about what it is, check out the YouTube video that I recently made, and I will include it in the show notes for you to check out for more understanding of it. But back to this. While obtaining information from your genetic data is great, having someone who understands the complexity of the human system and compare it with your personal lifestyle, that is where the magic happens. So to drive this point home and to make this even more practical for you, as it may still feel a little abstract right now, I'm going to share three genes, for example, and discuss why just because you have that gene, it doesn't mean it will express. And it doesn't mean that you'll be destined for unfavorable outcomes. So the first gene that I want to talk about is a popular one, and it's ApoE. So this popular gene leads to a protein called apolipoprotein E. And a brief synopsis of this gene here is that it essentially plays the role of FedEx. And it's going to package your cholesterol, package other fats with it, nicely package them together, and then it's going to transport them through your bloodstream. Now, each of us, we have two copies of this gene, and there are six possible combinations that we can be born with. And so with your combination that you're born with, plus the epigenetic signals to your human system that you're giving off, is what determines how your body will express itself with this particular gene. And so with these six possible combinations, there's really two big combinations that really raises people's eyebrows and starts to, quite frankly, have people overreact. And that's the APO34 and APO44. Now, literature and papers, you'll read these on the internet, and they'll tell you that you have an increased risk for cognitive decline and various cardiovascular issues. I don't mention diseases for the most part because I'm not a doctor and I don't want to play one. 1 year was more than enough for me. But this doesn't mean that I can't read papers. So thinking about this, with these two combinations, hypothetically, you can have someone who has this direct-to-consumer report, and you see that you have one of these two combinations, and then you head over to Dr. Google, like we all do when there's an issue with us. We head over to Google, we type it in the search engine, and we see a bunch of headlines that are confirming our worst fears. And this may lead you to hastily making unnecessary changes or bringing unnecessary stress onto yourself, because the principle isn't shared on a lot of these reports, that your DNA report is just a roadmap. It's not your destiny set in stone. You see, what people in these headlines forget to mention is that this is only a risk if you eat a diet that is high in saturated fat. And that's because saturated fat serves as the signal from the environment that will then inform your cells to express in a way that could lead to non-ideal circumstances down the road. So when you eat a diet that's typically less than 10% in calories from saturated fat, this is going to reduce this potential situation from even happening. That is the power of precision. And to add another layer on precision, to see if it's actually working and actually moving the needle, you can check your blood work. You can do simple cognitive tests to measure and dial your health and your performance in, and your mental health as well. So the second example is a gene I like because it sounds cool to me, quite honestly. But it's actually a very, it's a cool gene. We'll just go with that. And that's the Clotho gene. And this gene is associated with enhanced brain functioning and overall longevity. Just like APOE, you may have this variant, but it doesn't mean that it's going to express. You see, a big factor for the Clotho gene positively expressing and activating is vitamin D. You need enough vitamin D to activate the magic that is the Clotho gene. And there are many others that operate under the same situation. And this is why I say that nothing is independent with our human system. Everything is connected. Now, in the future, I'm going to record an episode on vitamin D and our genetics, because for some like myself, it's not as simple as going outside and getting some sun. For many people, sunlight isn't likely to be converted to vitamin D effectively, which means you'll have to supplement, but you also need to ensure it's a D3K2 combination for optimal absorption. And the last piece is that you may not even know that your levels are low, because with your genetics, typical vitamin D testing may be unreliable for you. So our last example here is another popular one on the internet, and it often leads people to take radical unnecessary action, and that's MTHFR. Now, a little background on the MTHFR gene is that it's involved in a process called methylation. It's going to help support your DNA activation. It's going to help many key cellular pathways. So here's the thing. If methylation is impaired, this can disrupt your nutrient synthesis, which is important for your energy production, various genetic signaling, and many, many, many more functions. So it's not to the fault of many people who are simply trying their best to make informed decisions around their health. And this goes for a lot of these genes. You know, people will chase a solution to help mitigate this potential issue. And that's not an inherent bad idea at all. But you can't just look at one variant and treat it as if it's in a silo. you know, there are many cofactors that will impact how this particular gene is going to express. Let's look at magnesium. It's a cofactor in more than 300 enzymatic reactions. 300 enzymatic reactions. Your body is a system. It's not complicated, but it is complex. And it's with that fundamental shift in viewpoint of health that is part of the difference between health 2.0 and health 1.0. So one input isn't going to directly translate to one output that is perfectly equal. One reason why I conducted an extensive 360-degree review before writing even one line of a plan or blurting out one sentence that's a recommendation. One reason, one huge reason that I do this is that your body is interconnected and it isn't just an isolated set of events and pieces. And so with that said, thank you again for tuning in. I appreciate you joining me each week. If you have any questions, feel free to ping me on social and email me at julian@theartoffitnessandlife.com. If you're interested in learning more about your unique code and upgrading your human system, let's talk. Head over to theartoffitnessandlife.com/application. And when you do that, you'll be able to choose a time to talk with me for 60 to 90 minutes. And we'll talk about where you currently are and where you want to go. And hopefully where you want to go is the most enhanced version of yourself. So anyway, until next time, stay awesome, be limitless, and go be superhuman. Peace. If you are a high-performance entrepreneur, leader, or executive looking to supercharge your energy and become the most enhanced version of yourself without the guesswork, and you're tired of cookie cutter templates, randomly guessing and hoping the next thing will work, and you actually want a precise and bespoke health optimization and performance roadmap that is in-depth, data-driven, and custom-tailored specifically for you, then my superhuman coaching programs are probably a good fit for you. No stones will be left untouched. Now, it's not a good fit for you if you are someone who does not want to invest the time, the commitment, nor the energy into getting the results. But if you are someone who is ready to start their N-of-1 journey, upgrade their body and brain with precision, and truly live a limitless life, I invite you to apply by heading over to theartoffitnessandlife.com/us, and you'll get the opportunity to talk with me for 60 minutes. And we'll take a deep dive into where you currently are and where you're trying to go. And then we'll decide if this is a good fit for you and me. And if it is, I'll extend an invitation for us to work together. Once again, to apply, head over to theartoffitnessandlife.com/us. I look forward to hearing from you.